Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Whether it's in vogue or not, poetry is among humanity's most enduring treasures. Our guest, Robert Bly, is a widely honored American poet whose fame began over 50 years ago. Mr. Bly's book, Iron John, has meant a great deal to millions of men and women. In addition to taking a very important public stand against the war in Vietnam, he has done it again with the war in Iraq. Robert Bly's work can be compared to what philosophers offer, but his poetry in particular has at least one significant difference.
That's one problem with philosophers. They don't laugh enough. So I was very surprised myself to find out that as my poems pick up more and more of the past of human beings and the culture, the ancient culture and the things that are there, and then more and more of the grief and the suffering of human beings, they become funnier. I mean, I don't understand that. I feel that there's some way in which as the mind gets more mature, it's able to dance a little in the midst of a lot of grief.
Robert Bly is one of America's most admired poets. His fame began in the 1950s with Silence in the Snowy Fields. Still hard at work, he now is critically acclaimed for poems based on Islamic ghazals, the second volume of which he calls My Sentence Was a Thousand Years of Joy. In Robert Bly's book, The Insanity of Empire, a book of poems against the Iraq War, he continues a lifetime of pointed political commentary. While he resisted the comforts of an academic life, Mr. Bly is a very influential translator and anthologist. And, of course, there are Robert Bly's books, including Iron John, The Sibling Society, and A Little Book on the Human Shadow. Mr. Bly's many honors include the National Book Award and two Guggenheim Awards. Bill Russell and I greatly admire people who are willing to tell unpopular truths, so we eagerly welcomed Robert Bly to this conversation. Robert Bly, I once had the opportunity to tag along with a friend of mine who was going to take his new car back to the dealership for some little something or other, and as I sat in the waiting room, the young woman in charge of the waiting room came three or four times to tidy up the magazines. And after we left, I asked my friend, who happened to be a scientist, what is it about the human animal that we so need order? And he, being a scientist, said, well, I can't give you the answer, but I can give you an hypothesis. Maybe it's because when things are cluttered and disorderly, disease can set in. Well, I thought about that as I was sampling a lifetime of work by you, Robert Bly, and I thought perhaps what you are trying to do is give us some order in a very confused time so that we can address disease. Am I even in the range?
Well, I believe that good poetry is a form of health, so from that point of view, we are together. I myself love the part of the human being that exists below the surface of social things. And, of course, one of my early heroes was Wordsworth, who senses something in nature that is not exactly divine, but it's deeper than the human being. And so the first book I wrote was called Silence in the Snowy Fields, and it came out of some of Wordsworth and some of the Spanish poets, such as Antonio Machado, who did such great work in the 20th century. So in those days, I wrote my poems by going out into the fields and sitting down.
And looking for your own sense of order, perhaps, in those fields?
No, I don't think so.
See, my view is precisely the opposite. I think a lot of what you've done is reintroduce not necessarily disorder, but complexity, richness of all the things that we have sort of shut out, particularly in modern times, the just incredible richness of all that's out there, particularly nature.
Particularly nature, yeah. Well, one of my first poems was one that began, "Oh, in an early morning, I think I shall live forever." That's a ridiculous idea, but it does occur to you in the early morning. "Oh, in an early morning, I think I shall live forever. I am wrapped in my joyful flesh as the grass is wrapped in its clouds of green. Rising from a bed, where I dreamt of long rides past castles and hot coals. The sun lies happily on my knees. I have suffered and survived the night, bathed in dark water, like any blade of grass. The strong leaves of the box elder trees plunging in the wind call us to disappear into the wilds of the universe, where we shall sit at the foot of a plant and live forever like the dust. So I was reading there was this wonderful old Chinese man, and he was saying, now you Americans, you're always going to cathedrals in Washington, you know, to look for the divine. Now, if you just worshipped a little bush in your backyard, it would save you a lot of money.
So this that's is, the, this that's is a, Robert Bly, who has...
That's stunningly utilitarian.
I well, like that. That's very Chinese. Save you a lot of money.
Robert Bly is our guest here on the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I invite you to be with us when we return in a moment.